and basic essentials. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Ukrainian residents in some areas needing essentials such as food and medication as the supply chain has been cut off.
Kharkiv is the country's second largest city. Strikes in the city completely demolished buildings and destroyed others. It's experienced some of the worst bombing since the war broke out. Residents there have been taking shelter in the city's subway system. The Red Cross is sending more than 60 tons of humanitarian assistance to cities under attack by the Russian military.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Lviv, Ukraine. Ukrainian negotiator announcing Sunday that Russia and Ukraine will meet Monday in Istanbul, Turkey, for peace talks. President Biden saying Sunday that he wasn't calling for regime change in Russia, despite his comment during his speech Saturday in Poland. Close to 4 million people fleeing Ukraine for neighboring countries, including Poland and Hungary. Ukrainian-born journalist Alia Scootercaster telling Fox's Sunday Night in America about her experience documenting the refugee crisis.
It was a lot of people stressed, people running with their kids, with their dogs. It was a hurtful moment to see.
President Biden tweeting Saturday that the U.S. will accept 100,000 Ukrainian refugees. Wildfires sweeping across Texas all week. Multiple evacuations ordered in Coryell County. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott announcing a disaster declaration from Medina County at a press conference Sunday.
So these are challenging times across the state of Texas with regard to different types of disasters that we're dealing with.
Abbott also saying that there have been no casualties yet. Troy Kotsur winning Best Supporting Actor for CODA. He's the second deaf actor ever to win an Oscar. CODA also winning Best Adapted Screenplay. Will Smith slapping Chris Rock over bald Jada Pinkett joke at the Oscars. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Boston police identifying 51-year-old Peter Mancini as the construction worker who was killed Saturday evening when the parking garage that he was working at collapsed.
Part of the garage, which was being demolished, came down after a concrete slab on the ninth floor collapsed. Boston Fire Commissioner Jack Dempsey says a construction worker operating a crane fell over the side of the garage when the structure collapsed. That worker was found under a pile of rubble and was pronounced dead at the scene. There's no word on the condition of the second person who was hospitalized. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins was found dead in his hotel room in South America Friday. He was 50 years old.
The sudden death of the world-famous drummer has rocked the music world. On Tuesday, Hawkins was surrounded by fans outside of a hotel in Argentina, and he was scheduled to play in Bogota, Colombia. In a statement released by the Colombia Prosecutor's Office, preliminary toxicological tests showed Hawkins had 10 different substances in his system, including THC, opioids, and benzodiazepines. Authorities say they are still investigating the official cause of death. The band released a statement saying, quote, "The Foo Fighters family is devastated by the tragic and untimely loss of our beloved Taylor Hawkins."
Fox's Christina Coleman in Los Angeles. Vampire bats are the only mammals that can survive only on blood. Scientists say they now know the reason why. Fox's Ted Lindner has the report.
The vampire bats, described as living Draculas, live in South and Central America and are about 3 inches long with a wingspan of 7 inches. Scientists compared the genome of common vampire bats to 26 other bat species and identified 13 genes that are missing or no longer work in these vampire bats. Over the years, those gene tweaks helped them adapt to a blood diet rich in iron and protein, but with minimal fats or carbohydrates. The vampire bats bite and then lap up blood from livestock or other animals at night.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.